You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my name is Zeke Robison, and this is Wired. The Food and Drug Administration Advisory Panel has recommended that the agency authorize emergency use of Pfizer and BioNTech's vaccine for children ages 5 to 11. Next, the FDA will issue its decision, and then a Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Advisory Panel will weigh in with its own recommendations and guidelines. The dose for children is one-third of the amount administered in an adult shot, and kids will receive a second dose at least 21 days after their first. The pediatric vaccine is also formulated slightly differently, which means it can be stored in a refrigerator for up to 10 weeks. Children ages 5 to 11 currently have one of the highest case rates of any age group in the U.S. In other news, Merck announced yesterday that it'll allow drug makers in 105 poorer countries, particularly in Africa and Asia, to make and sell its promising pill for treating COVID-19 without having to pay royalties. It is doing so through an agreement with Medicines Patent Pool, a UN-backed nonprofit that works to improve access to medical treatments and technologies. Merck has said the drug reduced the rate of hospitalizations and deaths among high-risk COVID-19 patients by half in trials. Richer countries like the U.S. have already cut deals to buy doses, even though it hasn't yet been approved for use. And in updated guidelines on boosters, the CDC is now saying that some adults who are moderately or severely immunocompromised may receive a booster shot at least 6 months after getting a third dose of an mRNA vaccine, for a total of 4 shots. That said, the agency doesn't offer any additional recommendations about the fourth dose. People in active treatment for cancer of the blood or for tumors, some transplant recipients, and some on immune-suppressing drugs are among those who may be eligible for a fourth shot. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in Tune newsletter at wired.com/TT.